Amy Barnes was riding her bike down Austell Road when she saw something she says happens all the time in her neighborhood.
I saw yet another African American stopped for doing nothing other than being outside while being black.
Barnes says she just couldn't stand it anymore, so she yelled at the officers as she rode by. We can't say on the radio what she said to them, but she cursed at the officers and gave them the finger. They arrested and jailed her and kept her in solitary confinement overnight. The department says that was for Barnes' protection because she's hearing impaired. A judge dismissed the criminal charges against Barnes last year, but she sued for violation of her constitutional rights. Now Barnes has settled with the county for $100,000.
It's a shot across the bow, and it basically sent a message across this whole nation that free speech shall remain free, or somebody's going to keep paying.
Barnes sees this as a First Amendment case, her right to free speech. But WABE legal analyst Paige Pate says what made it a $100,000 case was the fact that police arrested and jailed her when they could have issued her a citation instead.
They arrested her without legitimate cause. She wasn't doing anything to break any particular law, so it was an unlawful arrest and therefore a violation of the Fourth Amendment.
So where's the line? What can you say to police? Pate says it's not so much what you say, but how you say it.
If you say something that in some way interferes with their ability to question someone or apprehend someone, then you've crossed the line. Then your comments have become obstructive, and you can be arrested for that.
I asked Cobb County Police Spokesman Michael Bowman whether this will change how the department's officers are trained.
If there's a need for training updated or mandated, then we will do so. But with this ruling having just come down, they haven't had a chance to enact any of that, and they're still looking at it.
Barnes says she plans to use some of her settlement money to go to law school. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.